from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, we bring you the latest on things happening in the Sioux Falls mayoral runoff, a look at the economy, and even more. It's Friday, June 5th. Here are today's stories. Two former opponents are backing Jamie Smith in the upcoming mayoral runoff election. SDPB's Julia Stelter reports.
Mayoral candidates Greg Jamison and Joe Batchelor are endorsing Jamie Smith in the runoff election between Smith and Christine Erickson. Jamison and Batchelor came in third and fourth in Tuesday's election. No candidate received the 50% vote required to win, triggering a runoff between the top two candidates. Jamison is the Republican majority whip in the State House of Representatives. He says he supports Smith as mayor, regardless of partisanship.
It's intended to have no partisan relationship in this race. And so I think it should continue that way and just remain focused on the character of the individual running. And that's why I'm with Jamie Smith.
Smith is also a state legislator, serving in the Senate as a Democrat. Neither he nor Jamison sought re-election. Smith says Jamison's and Batchelor's endorsements mean the world to him.
These are two incredible people standing up here with me today. And they bring a great vision for our community, a great vision for what Sioux Falls can be, and it's a great vision of what we can be when we work together. This is exactly what a Mayor Smith will be like, working with all folks from all walks of life to make sure we have the best city we can.
Erickson is a former Republican state representative and received the most votes in the primary election. She says she's not worried about the endorsements.
Look, I'm not getting into the weeds as far as what other candidates are doing. I grew up in a household of three brothers who played football. I'm used to getting piled up on, and if you ask my brothers, I know how to hold my own. Boys will be boys.
The runoff election is June 23rd. I'm SDPB's Julia Stelter.
We'll have a deeper dive on this story later in the podcast. A new report suggests ongoing volatility in international trade is leading to implications that are being felt in South Dakota's economy. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
While some indicators are above growth neutral, there are still serious questions about how the economy is impacting the wallets of business owners trying to stay solvent and families trying to put food on the table. Ernie Goss is an economics professor from Creighton University. He compiles a monthly index of the Midwestern economy that includes South Dakota.
The PPI, the producer price index, at the national level growing at very excessive paces, and that's not good. Of course, the CPI, what the consumers pay, that's growing at year over year almost up to 4%. Now, we economists say, well, if you take out food and energy, it's not so bad. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what people spend on. I mean, we're like, my father would say, hey, tell me that. That's what I buy. What the heck are you talking about?
Goss says while GDP is up, it's not translating to South Dakota or the Midwest.
The region continues to lose jobs, manufacturing jobs, that is, as the overall economy expands.
As an example, he points to the recent closure of a Tyson Foods plant in Nebraska that killed over 3,000 jobs in the community of Lexington. The city has a population of just over 10,000. He says food processing is suffering from the state of international trade policy.
We're seeing that in other states, South Dakota included, where the food processing companies are not doing well. And some of that's just due to the export market. Exports are still not where we'd like to see. And food processing is an important export from this part of the country.
Additionally, he says watch for any developments with Iran. Particularly the closure of the Strait of Hormuz goes beyond oil, as the waterway is a major thoroughfare for agricultural fertilizers. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene.
A long-time Dell Rapids business has been destroyed by a fire. Penn's Bowling Alley caught fire Tuesday morning. Officials say no one was hurt, but the building is considered a total loss. The business posted on social media thanking first responders and recognizing the outpouring of support from the community. The Post said Penn's owners haven't decided yet whether they'll rebuild or not. The latest drought monitor shows slight improvement for some parts of South Dakota, though most of the state remains drier than normal. The new report shows a slight reduction in the area of extreme drought in the southwestern corner of the state. However, over 80% of the state is still rated as abnormally dry. Conditions are worse in areas of I-90. Officials say runoff on the Missouri River Basin continues to be below average. The Army Corps of Engineers says May runoff on the river above Sioux City is a little under half what it normally would be. They say it's due to below average snowpack and dry conditions along most of the basin. The Corps says if their projection for the rest of the year holds out, this would be the 11th lowest runoff year on record. Following a week of active summer weather, state officials are reminding South Dakotans to be on the lookout for storm weather repair scams. Attorney General Marty Jackley says scammers often prey on homeowners in the aftermath of severe weather. They'll often promise quick, cheap repairs, but then end up either doing a shoddy job or skipping out entirely. The State Consumer Protection Division offers a number of recommendations when hiring a contractor. They include getting a quote in writing, checking their sales tax license, comparing their price to local businesses, and avoiding paying the full amount before the job is done. The race for Sioux Falls mayor is now a runoff between the top two vote-getters. Two former candidates are throwing their support by one of the two remaining. Five candidates sought to lead South Dakota's largest city on a four-year term. The Sioux Falls mayoral election is headed to a runoff after none of the five candidates reached the required 50% threshold. Christine Erickson received 37% of voter support. Jamie Smith received 28%. Greg Jamison received 18%. Joe Batchelor received 15%, and David Zakaitis received 2%. Erickson told SDPB the results were energizing, though now they're going back door-to-door campaigning.
Really, we got a little bit of sleep after the election, and then now we're just all out again.
That's because Erickson and Smith, as the top two vote-getters, will face off against one another in a June 23rd runoff election.
For that reason, I'm proud to support Jamie Smith to be the next mayor of Sioux Falls, and I hope those who supported my campaign will too.
And that's why I'm with Jamie Smith. Thank you.
That's Joe Batchelor and Greg Jamison, respectively, Smith's former opponents. On Thursday, they endorsed Smith over Erickson. Jamison required Smith to agree to seven things prior to any endorsement. That includes for Smith to request full police staffing and support all public safety workers 100% from city council, start the hiring process for three new directors, and start a new transparency portal on the city website. He had Smith sign a contract on the seven items.
I'm not sweating and no arms behind my back.
Thank you.
While Mayor of Sioux Falls isn't typically considered a partisan race, several candidates certainly have a political background. Jamie Smith is currently a Democrat in the state Senate. Christine Erickson was once a Republican state representative. Greg Jamison is a current Republican state representative. Jamison's worked with Smith in the state legislature, where they've been on opposing sides of issues as leaders within their respective parties. Jamison is Republican majority whip in the state House, and Smith is assistant minority leader in the state Senate. Some find Jamison's endorsement particularly interesting, because he's endorsing Smith, a Democrat, rather than a known Republican in Erickson. Jamison responded to a reporter's question if this created political baggage for a future legislative run. He first said he has no intention of running for the legislature again.
I've already seen some of the political games getting played around as some sort might of attack towards a Republican endorsing a Democrat. That's why I wanted to try to make it crystal clear about a friendship, and that it runs deeper than that. It's more important than that. I've gotten to know him very well. I know exactly how he would respond and react to the public's input and hard decisions. And I think I can help influence him to make some better decisions, good decisions for the city. And so that's where it really boils down to. If it's baggage for me, bring it on.
Smith told reporters that he'd hope Batchelor and Jamison would advise him should he win mayor.
We lean on our talents and we bring people together to do what's very best. And we fill out who we are by surrounding ourselves with people that know things that we don't. That's what good leadership is bringing the right people together to the table. And I certainly hope that both of these people standing up here with me today will continue to advise me and tell me exactly what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
SDPB asked Erickson if she had a response to the endorsements. She says she's not getting into the weeds on what other candidates are doing.
I grew up in a household of three brothers who played football. I'm used to getting piled up on, and if you ask my brothers, I know how to hold my own. Boys will be boys. And so we're really just focused leading up to the June 23rd runoff. My army of volunteers and I will be taking to all the neighborhoods across Sioux Falls, delivering a clear vision to lead Sioux Falls forward with a focus on public safety, fiscal discipline, and smart growth initiatives.
Erickson addressed whether she thinks this is a partisan election.
The city elections have always been nonpartisan. I have previously run two times as city councilor in that role, representing the entire city of Sioux Falls. And so it is a nonpartisan role. I plan to focus on my vision.
The Sioux Falls mayoral runoff is June 23rd. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.